On a quiet Tuesday afternoon in Bethel, at the end of June, Isabel and Hugh Diamond take time to catch up on some household chores and studying while their five kids are off at various summer camp programs.
I have this big paper that I need to work on.
This is really rare that our house is actually so quiet like this, because our oldest two are out. So usually it's really, there's quite a bit of commotion here. I mean, friends of ours would know what we're talking about.
Isabel sits on the couch reading and taking notes for her essay while Hugh does the dishes and makes coffee. Hugh describes a typical weekday morning during the academic school year.
So Isabel still gets them, you know, dressed is a big, I mean, I can get them fed. I mean, I can't find my own shoes and wallets and stuff in the morning. So Isabel helps with that. And then we go, and then I go off, I drop off the kids at school. Isabel is either here studying or going to class.
Isabel is one of the first four assistant level teachers to do the two and done program. She is trying to finish her bachelor's degree in education and become an Alaska State certified teacher. Isabel is a little more than half the way through the two-year program.
I had to do a time management. I had to put time for homework time and dealing with the kids, the chores, the household stuff that needs to be taken care of.
The two-and-done program is designed for people like Isabel, who speaks Yupik fluently, works in the district, and is 2 years or less away from getting a teaching certificate. Before becoming part of the program, Diamond took 9 credits a year while working full-time as an assistant teacher at the Ayaprun Yupik Immersion School. Her husband, Hugh, is the dean of students at the Kuskokwim Learning Academy, an alternative boarding school in Bethel. The Diamonds knew the two-and-done program would be a big adjustment for them. The program offered by the Lower Kuskokwim School District is designed to speed up the process of earning bachelor's degrees and teaching certificates. The district pays assistant teachers like Isabel a stipend to cover living expenses equivalent to her working wage, and also pays her tuition costs to go to school full-time for 2 years. The schedule is grueling. Some days Isabel is in class for 8 to 10 hours. Hugh takes up the slack at home.
I mean, it wasn't impossible or anything. I mean, we're not tidying up the house as much as we normally would.
Still, it was a big learning curve, says Hugh, for both of them.
I learned how much myself and probably other husbands depend on their wife.
You have a board that is investing in the future for our students, but investing in a way that is building teachers that are going to stay here and work in our communities and live in our communities.
That's Josh Gill, Director of Personnel for LKSD and the creator of the Two and Done program. Gill says the school board is committed to investing in local teachers, fluent in Yupik, who are more likely to stay in the YK Delta. That's important, says Gill, because a lot of teachers coming in from outside of the YK Delta or even outside of the state have a lot of adjusting to do.
So, I mean, literally, I've had people call and say, you know, do I need to have my car shipped out to the village? And you have to explain there's no roads.
The turnover rate is huge. Most of the teachers in the bush come from outside and stay at rural schools for at most 2 to 3 years. Jessica Glore is an academic advisor at the UAF Kuskokwim campus, who also works with Isabel Diamond. Glore is Yupik and grew up in the village of Kungilingok, and she recalls many teachers coming and going.
It was bad. It affected me because I had teachers who put their time and their effort into me, and then they would transfer or they would move out of Alaska. So it did affect me and other students as well.
Hugh Diamond, who is not an Alaska native, is one of the exceptions to this trend. He has lived and taught in the region for over 25 years.
My whole career, I've worked with sort of at-risk, troubled teens for various reasons. It's been a real joy for me. But the reality is that if they would benefit just as much from seeing a native Yupik speaking teacher, and that would mean something to them.
If their child is a student is talking in Yukdun, the teacher will be able to understand. Some kids prefer to speak in Yukdun, and it would be a better beneficiary because, for me being from the village, I understand the culture, and I don't plan on leaving my hometown.
Sally Russell is the assistant director of the UAF Kuskokwim campus and has helped to oversee Isabel's academic work. Russell is not Yupik and remembers teaching elementary school and having to unlearn being taught to move aggressively to control her classroom.
And that's just doesn't go over so well with Yupik children, because that's not how they were raised. To be kind of yelled at by the teacher in front of all the other kids is really uncomfortable for Yupik kids.
Russell says a Yupik teacher doesn't need to learn the cultural appropriate way to manage kids. Russell thinks the two-and-done program is a good first step. She says it couldn't come at a better time.
We have the largest region in the state with a native language intact.
Russell says the old idea that speaking your language would interfere with learning English and schoolwork is disappearing because the research doesn't support it.
There's been a real resurgence in the Yupik language, and the educational decisions about that are driven by is research that shows that children who are bilingual at a young age or Yupik first language will do much better in school if they at least start school up until third grade with a teacher who speaks their same home language.
Jessica Glora goes further, saying that kids seeing adults in their community continuing their education and giving back to the community creates a major role model for students. Hugh Diamond says he can already see the effect Isabel's example has had in their home.
Because that's probably a great benefit to them, to really see someone sit down for 2 hours and then read and then take notes and write an essay and stuff. Day after day after day, and weekend and Saturdays and Sundays too.
For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.